Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Lines are drawn on this episode of The Challenge. Leroy has to make a tough decision, and we get a very underwhelming elimination. We're going to talk all about it starting right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, AfterBuzzers. Thanks again for joining us for another after show of The Challenge.
Thanks, Maria, for leading us in.
Yes.
We are so happy to be here today. Unfortunately, Pam could not join us. But it's a boys' night tonight, and we have a lot to talk about.
Boys' party!
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
I am your host, Benny Adams, and before we get into anything else, I want to introduce you to my amazing host. To the left of me, I have this guy right here who is so bummed that D is in love, Mr. Disney Dan.
That is right. D is in love. Oh, I'm talking here. D is in love, and it's not with me. I got a big old screen in front of me. I'm pretending to type things right here, and sorry we started off so late, guys. I was in makeup.
Yeah.
I have a lot of makeup that goes on this face. That's called sarcasm.
I think he actually got a haircut while you're back there, too.
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I actually had this haircut last week. Thanks for noticing, David.
And then to the left of Dan, we have this guy who actually fell asleep during the elimination because it was so underwhelming.
This is true.
David.
What happened, David?
I just woke up.
How's your cat now?
It was great. Good. Still a little tired, but how are we doing, guys? I'm looking forward to an interesting discussion tonight with you gentlemen. How are you doing?
Yeah, heck yeah.
We have so much to talk about today, including we're going to be opening the lines up for you towards the end of this after show. So if you want to call in, make sure you dial 424-354-8302 and let us know what you thought about this show. But before we begin, what did you guys think about this episode?
I really enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed it more than last week for many, many reasons.
Really?
Despite the fact that D is really in love. This is not a fake love thing.
This is not a test.
D's in love. Rogan, I really did not buy the fact that he was into her that much. I'm like, he's getting probably great sex, let's be honest. And he's, has a strong competitor on his side, doesn't hurt either. But he literally threw out the love thing and then turned it to a like, and it felt somewhat genuine to me. Call me a sap for the love, but I almost teared up a little bit because I want them to now be together.
You know what? I'll agree with you on that one, Dan. I felt the same way. I called BS. Rogan was just kind of playing the field, having some fun. He's there. It made sense. It was convenient, you know. But I think there was some genuine, I don't know what we want to call it, if it's real feelings, but possibly.
Even in that confessional he had, it seemed real to me.
So, you know what? I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, and mind them. I like them.
You know,
I like
them too. I'm rooting for them, but right, yeah. I just feel like every time there's a relationship and then the reunion comes on.
Right.
Oh, we broke up because he or she did this to me, or he or she bailed on me
on
something.
This? They live like 10,000 miles away from each
Very
other.
Very true.
Maybe that's why they could break up.
Exactly.
It's a start.
But let's start off talking about that big fight against Josh and Pauly. I first want to know, who were you guys rooting for?
Oh, man. I think, no disrespect, Josh, but I think hands down in a real fight, I think Pauly would take it. I could be completely wrong, but Josh seems a little too much of a lover.
You're not wrong, David. Pauly would destroy him. See him being held back by five dudes?
Yeah, I really think it wouldn't even be a challenge. But, at the same time, I think it's interesting that they're both kind of button heads. And I don't think Pauly took it as serious. You can tell he was just kind of like, get out of my face, sitting on the couch, no big deal. I understand also why Josh would feel the way he does if they really are buddies outside of the show. So you do have that kind of betrayal. But again, it's the challenge. What do you expect?
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of a blah fight. I kind of agreed with both of them. I mean, the last thing that happened was that Paulie, mm-hmm. you know, did his whole thing from last week with the whole bananas thing. But then, Josh, come on, man. You did it to the West thing.
It's true.
And here's my whole thing with this whole situation, though, with the U.S. team. Let's get rid of our three strongest competitors, but now let's work as a team with what we have left.
Right.
That's the way I looked at it. So, whatever. The Josh, it's hard. You can pick a side. Yeah, pick Josh. Pick Paulie. They're both wrong in their own way. There's really no clean cut.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Josh is totally in the right here. They're both wrong. It's so dumb.
I agree with that, but Paulie just comes off as so cocky, and it can just get so annoying. So I was really rooting for Josh on this one, and it just seems like Josh is like an easy target for people, which I kind of feel bad about.
He cried in a confessional when he was like by himself. And there was right. So like, he's not doing this. Like, unlike Kara, which is my whole big argument for last week, is why I was so mad at her. Because like, she'll do her fake tears, mm-hmm. and then later on, she'll be like, why does everyone hate me for crying? Because you're lying about the crying half the time. I don't know right. what's real on you.
Well,
Josh was in a confessional by himself and he's crying. He's not doing that for other
he's
people.
He's an emotional
he's,
guy.
He, yeah. Clearly the producers, guy. The producers saw him crying, that's fine, but he's not doing it for gameplay. Yeah. There's no one saw him do
right,
it.
Right, right.
I mean, as Paulie stated, he's like, I get it, you're emotional about everything. Like,
yeah, he is.
I get it.
Side note on the whole Cara Maria thing. So someone commented for the last after show and said that she posted a story on Instagram admitting like that everything was Paulie's idea, even the crying, that he told her to cry. Wow. So I'm like, I'm not surprised. And like, we called it. We said she was faking it.
Right. I mean, that was like, obvious, you know. That,
right.
But Paulie the mastermind, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Right. So we get to the Team USA. They're having this whole meeting about how they're going to step up, become a team again. Nani, she says that she wants to be the, what is it, the leader?
The leader of the tribunal.
Yeah, the leader of the tribunal.
Oh, they call it the speaker.
The speaker.
Yeah.
And then they also vote for Leroy and Ninja. And one thing
Originally it was Leroy and Turbo in that room.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they go, it did end up being Ninja.
Right,
but they said it was going to be Turbo and Nani and Leroy, yeah.
And then one thing I really liked is how Leroy he's really trying to step up this season. Because, you know, each season, I feel like he always gets the short end of the stick.
He's got two decisions to make right now. He can either step up, which he did tonight, mm-hmm. or hide. And what's the point of hiding? Because you can't. Because Bananas isn't around.
Right.
He had two decisions. He decided to step up, and we'll get into if he really did step up later on.
Well,
but,
and I feel like even if he didn't step up and he did hide, he would still have that huge target on his back because he's Banana's friend. Even though Banana's is gone, he still has that target on his back.
He's Banana's friend, but he's not known for being a backstabber, though. So that's why I didn't think it was like necessarily for him to mm-hmm. be so vocal. He could have pulled a CT, and I think he'd be fine for a little while. But anyways, you go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what did you think about?
No, I mean, it was an interesting. He needs to do something, I think, just for the fact alone of having a presence on the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he has kind of been falling in the back past few seasons. And again, Banana's gone, so I think now is his opportunity to actually step up and show the team. The team knows he's a good competitor. Mm-hmm. I think the team genuinely respects him, as we saw tonight. Everybody was actually really open to what he was saying, which is very rare.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's a good moment for him, and I think he needs to do it just in general, just to have more of a presence in the house and on the show. Again, I mean, I think he could have skated by like CT, probably mm-hmm. get away with that for a little bit, but I think it's a smarter move to actually get your face out there. And he wasn't like trying to hinder anyone. He wasn't targeting anyone. So I think he did a good job.
Right. And see, this is why I think this was a good move for Leroy, because in past seasons, he's been the guy that doesn't really do anything, that just stays in the background, and that's never worked for him.
Right. It hasn't. Exactly. So he's trying something different. Mm-hmm. Why not? After the 20th season of not winning, why not try something different?
And I also think it was smart of Nani to put herself in that position, because it is a girls' elimination. We know they did win, but if they lost, you know, it could have been...
I'm glad you brought up Nani. Because let me say this one thing her. Because she agreed. Cam even asked her when they're all sitting in their little bunk bed areas mm-hmm. and having their weekly chat, which, by the way, they start every episode with the U.S. having to have another discussion about how dysfunctional they are. So you have, they're sitting in there, and Cam's like, all right, Nani, you want to be the speaker? That's great. We'll let you be speaker. But what's our plan? Do you want, are you going to throw a big player in? Nani literally is like, yeah, I'm going to throw a big player in. If you want to be in the tribunal, be prepared to throw in a big player or piss off the rest of your team, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
But that's my whole thing. It's like, you said at the beginning of the episode you were going to do it, and now you're backing out on it. Just like everyone's done in every episode, you're falling right in line with everybody.
So...
And I know you're going to agree with Nani, and that's great.
Okay, but all right, this is my point. Since everyone has done it, can they get mad at her for doing the same thing that she... That
no.
Let
me answer
that
for you. It's a whole bunch of hypocrites. It's a whole bunch of hypocrites.
Yes, they can. Here's the hypocrites,
yes. Here's the thing, Dan. You said either be prepared to throw someone big in or piss off your team. I think she was more prepared to piss off her team, and that's the choice that she made.
Right, but then... Yeah, but like, who do you? It's hard to say who you want to piss off. You know, but we're gonna get into it later.
And the thing is, I'm torn on this because everyone who's been looking out for themselves and trying not to get eliminated and trying to do them dirty, I guess you can say, they've been kicked off. So Nani kind of falls in that same boat. But on the other hand, I can't get mad at her because. She's looking out for herself. She wants to win.
You know, exactly. It's like the same thing with the Polly and Josh thing. It's like it's you can take either side, and you're not necessarily wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this about the Josh and Polly thing before we move on. Josh put in Wes because Wes was saying, like, Josh, I'm going to put you in next.
Yeah.
Right? Polly put in Bananas because he thought Bananas might be going after Kara, but not him necessarily. So that's, I think, why Josh got so much more upset, because he had the handshake with Josh.
Right.
Like, you said you weren't going to put in anyone on the team. Josh, when Josh went out and did it to Wes, there was no handshake or anything happening. He just didn't want to get thrown in by Wes himself.
Yeah, I think it was just the principle of the matter of, like, hey, Dan, I'm looking at you as a friend.
Right.
You shake my hand and say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to throw this person in. And then you go and do it. And I think it's just the principle of the friendship and giving me your word. And then you went back.
Plus, they say they're friends outside of.
Correct.
Yeah. Like when Josh said, I look at him as a big brother. Dude, you're both on Big Brother, right? And that's so dumb.
We'll see if their friendship. Because that was a big fight. Like, security was there holding Polly back.
Polly
like
was
no
overreacting.
Other.
Like, you don't have
was
that mad.
Yeah, and it's Josh. Like, how much harm can Josh do to you? Like, come on.
You probably would have. Polly would have destroyed him. Polly, you didn't got to see how crazy he was.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the trivia challenge.
Yeah.
Every season, my favorite challenge, trivia.
It's yours too, because it's TJ's as well.
Oh, I love it.
You and TJ got a lot in common.
Oh, we do. All right, what did you guys think about that whole challenge?
I'll say this, it was refreshing to have a puzzle, just to change it up a little bit, because I was enjoying the action with the other challenges, don't get me wrong, but it was cool to see the change, and then to really see some of these people just totally bomb it, like that 60-second, or the minute question, like, that was so bad, like,
just
moments like that were great.
So. I love the trivia, I feel like I knew most of the answers, not to sound cocky, but I really was feeling good every time, I was like, I know that one, the only ones I didn't know were the music ones, because I'm not a music guy,
Dan,
I don't know a lot about
Dan,
music.
I think you got at least a B+ on that, to be honest, like, you missed, like,
I
think two questions.
I was feeling myself, but also it's all about the hot seat too, and there is some truth to that. Being in that moment, sitting in that seat, knowing if you lose, you got to explode into the air.
Yeah,
it changes how you think. Mm-hmm. It's like when I go on my acting auditions, I'm doing it at home and I'm killing.
Oh, you're good,
and you get in there and you're
like, those cameras,
man,
and
I'm not
freeze.
As good when I get in there. What is that? And it's like, dude, it's just because there's a freaking camera there, or just because you're being put on the spot, you change that much. It kind of
the pressure.
It's
makes
the pressure.
A difference.
It does. I'll say this though, I love the trivia challenges when I think that they're going to, like, really, like, fall to, like, their death.
Yeah.
This whole blasting
this
off in that chair
easy,
was lame.
Yeah.
And you know how I knew it was lame? Because the producers put the fake fire under Theo and D's ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are MTV. Can you spring for some real fire?
It
that
didn't
looks
even
so
look
fake.
Real,
but on top of that, it was, like, the music they played when they would launch off, too, was, like, so big and epic right when they would launch to, like, add that factor of, like, whoa. But, like, it really wasn't
cool. It didn't even look like they went that high.
No,
and that's why they kept the camera so zoomed in. You never got a full wide shot, because I bet it wasn't that crazy.
Yeah.
You never got a full wide shot. More conspiracies from Dan tonight.
Right.
You did not really go that high.
Well, on the conspiracy note, side note,
great.
I feel like the U.S. team had a heck of a lot easier questions.
Yes, they did.
Than
I agree.
The Brits.
I agree.
They did. They did. And then, okay, so here's my next conspiracy. They gave D and E. They're like, oh my God, they're down. The Brits are down. Getting TJ's ear.
She did it. She had an easy one.
TJ, tell her to name the seven continents just so we can get an easy one so the Brits can get a point because the other person just got blasted off. So all D has to do is get this right.
It was like Pauly was like spelling bee. You know, they spell alliance, and then it was
alliance was easy. Cutthroat was easy.
Yeah, and then it was like the Brits were like, okay, like name whatever regions and continents and blah.
But no,
blah,
the
blah,
continent
like,
one's easy to me.
Nicole
though.
Had a really easy one too.
Yeah,
what was
one
Nicole had?
It was how many seconds are in 5 minutes?
Yeah,
or something
so you
like
just
that.
Do 60 times 5.
Right. She had an easy one, so I don't know how you missed that, but
what did she say? It was like 52.
She said 50, which is less than a minute.
But you know what? I can't because I've never been in that situation.
How would you even answer that? It's not even a minute.
That's us in hindsight, of course.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
What did you guys think about the people who were in the tribunal didn't even participate?
Yeah,
did you
lame.
Think that was fair?
I didn't think that was fair.
Here's the thing. Ahead of time, they agreed that Nani was going to be, and they also agreed who she was going to be. Why doesn't one of the people that actually was in, like, I know the Americans don't want to fight now, or maybe they don't want to, but someone that actually participated, one of the other girls, maybe a Cam should have stepped it up and said, you know what, was Cam in it, right? Yeah, Cam was in it. Cam should, I was in this one. By the way, she got the easiest questions, Mean Girls.
Right. Yeah.
How freaking easy was that? Cam, someone should have stepped up and said, no, Nani, I don't agree with you being speaker. I actually participated today. I'm the reason we won.
Mm-hmm.
But no one said nothing.
Right. I thought Cam would be the one to say something. And someone did mention something in the background when...
It might have been Cam. Or someone said, like, oh my God,
I think it was a guy.
Like,
yeah, it was a guy.
Was it Kyle? No.
I don't know. But they were like, oh, and they didn't even participate.
Yeah, and
yeah.
They're going to be in the tribunal, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of thought
that
was...
Someone on the American side, because they said, oh, they're the tribunal and none of them are participating.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. But they were still on the tribunal. And before we get into the tribunal, we have a special announcement from Dan.
I'm glad I rehearsed this. Let me just type it up on my oh, give me typing. Guys, we want to thank you guys so much for watching us here today. I want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. That's what we say. Give us a like, you know, subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumb. Look at that. One of them. Thumbs up. That'd be great. We would love that. We love working here at AfterBuzz. We love coming in here every week. I love having my makeup done by professionals that live in Los Angeles. So, you know, please subscribe. Please, you know, write us a nice comment here and enjoy the rest of the show, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the tribunal. Everyone is assuming that Esther is going to be thrown in because, let's be real, she is one of the weakest links. But instead of Esther going in, they vote for Nicole.
Right.
What did you guys think about that?
I was cool with either one. First pick would have been Esther for sure. I hands down think she's the weakest link, followed closely by Nicole. Mm-hmm. So either one makes sense to me. We'll get into this later, but I'm not happy with how the final elimination went down. But I think either one was fine. You know, obviously Nicole is pretty pissed off, but I don't think she really has any grounds to debate why she's going in.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Nicole's a newbie just like Esther. They both really haven't done anything. Yes, we've seen that Esther doesn't have the best endurance, I guess, and maybe Nicole might have a little bit better endurance. We haven't seen anything from them. I will even go and throw Kaylee in there, too. I think Kaylee could have been up for nomination, but the only reason she's not is because she's been here before.
Yeah.
But
honestly,
I mean, she's done some stuff, but never really impressed me personally in any challenges. So I would put any one of those three up for elimination tonight.
Right. Well, okay, here's why I think Nicole should have been picked over Esther, because I feel like Nicole got really comfortable because she knew she was being protected.
Yeah.
You know, Esther didn't have that, and it just seemed like Esther has a lot more heart than Nicole, even before the elimination.
That's
where I was kind of leaning towards.
It's going to come down to putting Esther in a situation where she has to have that heart.
Yeah.
Because we saw that Nicole did not have that. I don't know. Like, honestly, though, like, any of the three girls I just mentioned, Kaylee, Esther, or Nicole, none of them were going to be Jenny.
But
any one of them would have gone home.
I hands down think, though, that Kaylee would have took either Esther or Nicole.
Yeah.
Given
well,
that situation.
Let's talk about this, because this is going to be, like, the big debate between us three. So, Nani does not want to vote in Jenny. She wants to vote in Esther. While who the other two want to vote in Jenny.
Right.
I thought
Jenny and the other one wants she wants to vote in Esther, right?
Nani wants to vote in Esther. Yeah. I thought it was a smart move for Nani to vote in Esther because what she said was true. If she votes in if she votes in Jenny, who is 10 times stronger than Nicole, like, let's be honest, like, Nicole's gonna win. Nicole did win, and it wasn't even, it was somewhat of a physical challenge, but it was like a puzzle slash physical challenge. Now, Nicole, or Jenny is gonna go after Nani. So it was a smart move for Nani to not want to vote in Nicole.
And you agree, right, David?
I absolutely agree with Ben. For literally watching the challenge proved exactly what I thought. Literally, hands down, this girl's coming back. She's going to annihilate, you know, no offense to Nicole, but she's going to annihilate Nicole, and she did. And, I mean, I lost interest with that challenge. I was like, blow the horn, I'm over it. Like, I fell asleep, I took a nap. You know what I mean? I was just like, I was over it. So I would have much rather watched two weaker players battle each other because maybe it would have been a little more entertaining and you wouldn't know necessarily the outcome.
Right.
But we know now, you know, obviously Jenny's going to smash out a weaker opponent. She's gonna have a target on Nani. You know what I mean? And I think it's a smart move. Nani protected herself. I think at the same time, you know, I get where they're coming from. Let's get rid of a bigger player. But in those circumstances with, you know, Nicole or Esther,
they weren't going to get rid of her.
No way.
Not going to get rid
of
her.
And I'll take the other side just for fun and because I think that there are some good points here. Anything can happen in an elimination, correct? Now, they went into the proving ground, and they can literally see that there's two separate areas for the players to perform on. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a headbanger.
Right.
So right away, you know, whatever it is, Nicole is not going to have to hit Jenny or because that it's over. Obviously, I agree with you guys. You cannot put Jenny in against Nicole.
Right.
What's the point? You know, but in any elimination, there's always a chance. If you put in Jenny right away, you have a 50% shot of eliminating her. Technically, I understand.
On paper, yes.
On paper, you have 50%. That's half, obviously. We know that. Now, I wrote down more things about this. All you got to do is tell Jenny one thing. All right, because you're going to vote, because I think you should have voted her in tonight, because it was a puzzle, and you don't know if Jenny's even good at puzzles yet. We don't know anything about Jenny yet.
Have they done puzzles with,
Jenny's brand new, though. What has she done? I don't even know what she's done she obviously has jacked up arms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does that make you good at puzzles?
Well, the girls seem to fear her.
My point is, if you're Nani, you say, Jenny, it's a game. I want you to know that I think you are the strongest player, girl player, or just player on that team. Mm-hmm. So, if anything, I just want you to feel honored that I have to put you in for the better of my team. Now, listen, I know, I see the things you're looking, but hear me out. Yes, she might then go after Nani later on. Okay, is Nani the strongest goddamn player on that team?
No.
Okay, and if the Brits want to get rid of strong players, are they going to get rid of strong players? Yes, Nani's not on the top of their list, no matter how much Jenny wants it, and Jenny's one vote. So my point is that the chances in 2 weeks that Jenny is still disfuriated at Nani for putting her in is just a little slimmer. So that's where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a headbanger tonight, don't put Jenny in because there's no point. But at least tonight you had an opportunity with a puzzle that maybe Nicole could have done something. But then when we saw that it was the high, Nicole didn't even try. Nicole, give me some effort so I can be right in these arguments, God damn it.
Well, Dan, I'll give you some credit. I agree with you to an extent, yes. As far as, you know, the team, it's a team vote. Yes, they're going to want to take out a stronger player. But on the flip side, all the girls, from what it seems like, respect Jenny already. They're pretty scared of her, from what it sounds like.
Right,
already.
So
I think that factor alone is going to persuade a lot of the girls regardless, so therefore gives her a little more power than normal, especially if she performs well. As you saw tonight, all the girls are like, oh, she's a competitor. She's someone to look at now. So I think that alone is – it's going to have some clout, you know? So that'll possibly persuade some votes down the road.
So you wanted them to put in Esther against –
yes, okay, especially because
you're on the USA time side. You put in Esther versus Nicole. Congratulations, you just literally cut the fat off of the UK team for them.
True, but
right?
Because
they don't want them on their team anyways.
They cut the fat off with Nicole.
Right.
Understood, but what if Nicole won? That's the whole idea.
All right, this is my argument. Okay. Nicole has not proven herself in any of these challenges. We at least have seen a little bit of Jenny, like, going ham in these challenges.
Oh, heck yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with you guys on that.
So, I'm going by that. I'm going by what I've seen so far. Like, I don't care if it's a puzzle or a headbanger or what. If I see Jenny going against Nicole in anything, I'm gonna put all my money on Jenny.
But this is Vegas odds, everything on Jenny.
All right, one thing I would have going for me is the puzzle, though. If it's a headset puzzle with no physical stuff and a puzzle, you could want to throw Jenny in because there's a chance.
But here's the thing with the puzzle, as we saw today in the wasn't a puzzle, it was a question trivia. Nicole wasn't the brightest, so
right.
And
now, touche to your side. That's a great point. Let me say one more thing before I lose this argument completely. Where are Wes? Where's Bananas? And where's Laurel? Three very strong competitors in eliminations got put in there and went home.
That's true. That's a good point.
But they went against other strong competitors. That was such an easy elimination for Jenny. Like, she couldn't have asked for a better elimination. That they pretty much gave that elimination to her.
I mean, it was very hard to watch. Yeah, I was so just annoyed by it and just over it.
I was annoyed too. It was awful.
I mean, she gave up literally, I think, within a matter of the first few minutes.
I was more mad because I had this whole take I wanted to do. And I'm like, well, at least Nicole's close. People might be able to be like, all right, Dan's got some points. Dan's got some hot takes tonight. But she didn't even try.
And the thing is, I was actually because I'm always rooting for the underdogs. I was rooting for Nicole. I was rooting for her. And then when I saw that she had given up for a good side. No, she actually did give up because she was like, I'm not going back down there. She tried to just solve it all.
I got questions about that, guys. Okay, so you know how they call for a check?
Yeah.
And you know how Nicole didn't want to go back down that thing?
Right.
Can she, in theory, just switch the board and say, check, and switch another one, check? Are you allowed a certain amount of checks? Because there's no rule against that.
They didn't say it.
If she really didn't want to go down there, why can't she just keep switching one at a time and yelling check to TJ and hoping it's
because
right?
Because she didn't think about
exactly.
Because she's that not smart. She's that not smart.
I mean, in theory, though, yes, I would imagine that that's possible because they didn't say anything about the rules, you know, saying that's not allowed. Right. So, I mean, I would think so, right?
My whole thing is just don't give up. Like, right. Even if you know you're going to lose, just keep on going. And that's where I lost a little bit of respect for her. Because, like I said, I was rooting for her like no other. I wanted to see her come up on top. But
it would have been awesome to see her pull it out. I would have been like,
that
dude,
been crazy.
Clapping, like, right on, you know? But yeah, when you give up, man, I'm over it.
And even,
can we comment on Georgia crying 5 seconds into the elimination?
I was just about to say that she knew
it was over.
She knew it. Do you think she was overreacting just a little bit though?
I think
with the whole crying?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure you're going to shed a tear. Your friends leaving.
When someone's really crying, and I know it's a genuine thing, and they're not faking it like some people on the show, I don't mind it. I love emotion because I cry a lot when I watch stuff. I do. You gave me a hard time that time when I told you I was crying about.
I was crying over a Disney movie.
I cry over Disney movies all the time. I'm Disney Dan. I go to see all these first night.
Oh, I love Disney.
You know, here's the thing. I don't mind her crying. Sure, I mean, your friend's going home. I get it. But I mean, it was like overdone though. She was like bawling. It was like, okay, she's not like going to her death right now.
Well, and that's what Ashley brought up. And Ashley's like, so ridiculous. I can't stand Ashley.
But I mean, I agree. It was like a little bit too much. Like,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, so it's sayonara to Nicole.
I'm sorry, Nick. We call her Nick or Nicole. Yeah, Nick. She got a cool nickname.
We'll see if she comes back though.
Guaranteed, she does not come back. Well, actually, she has a chance because she's really friends with Georgia.
That's
so maybe
true.
They bring like best friend season, and they have like a best friend season, and then of course Georgia gets Nicole.
That would be such dead weight though for Georgia. That would be so bad for
maybe
Georgia.
No,
real
but
quick.
we've seen seasons like that before where weaker people get paired up with the stronger people, and then they go all the way to the end.
No, I don't know. I just never know. Her and Big T probably not coming back.
And
Sam. What's his name? Sam. What the heck?
I can see Sam coming back.
Maybe. I'll give him a possibility.
They have a redemption season. Sam comes back.
Right. Cool.
But that guy had some fight to him. So I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
All right. Let's move on to some news and gossip.
Oh, yeah. These are great. Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm excited about these news. All right, so I'm just going to do a couple of things. We actually have plenty of time. We're doing great on time, everybody. We're excited for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that they came out with a challenge drinking game?
Really?
Why aren't we playing this?
Yes, right. Yeah.
So one of these weeks, I mean, in theory we could play this, but I mean, I don't know how much we want to mix alcohol with our takes.
New segment next week, huh?
All right. I'm down.
I'm just going to do some of my favorites here because they're just so damn true. All right. So if there's a fight and Kyle is in the background of that fight, two drinks. What do we think of that one?
Nice.
I like it.
Next one's my favorite because you're guaranteed they had to keep this low. This is only one. You only have to take one drink if this actually happens. And the reason is because it's going to happen 100 times every episode. Josh or Cara Maria cries?
You're going to be drunk.
I like that one also.
Before the tribunal, you're drunk if you're doing that one. Cam, I love these two because this is so Cam. Cam calling herself Killa Cam or Queen Cam. Not anybody else doing it, but Cam calling herself those
things.
Let's
take a shot for that one.
That one is one drink.
Nice.
This next one's four drinks. I'm not sure if I'm mixing these up. It's four drinks. You don't understand a Brit. And then...
I mean, that happens often, too. Like, what do they just say? Like,
yeah. And then there's only a couple more here, but... rookie complains about being a rookie. You gotta take a drink. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple going. I want to let you all know this drink game.
We
should
be
play.
Able to come and do the after show.
Right. Moral of the story, we'd be pretty hammered.
Yeah.
I don't know how much truth there is to this, but and no one is 100% confirmed, but the next season, there's some cast members. I don't know if you want me to tell you some of the cast members that might be on.
Throw it out there.
Because you know what, they're not guaranteed to be on, so I'm not really ruining anything by telling you if there's a couple
people. Right, and let's see if our live chat confirm or deny.
Yeah, can you guys confirm or deny some of these people I'm about to name? Jose making a comeback.
Yeah, okay.
Nani. Anissa making a comeback.
Oh, yes.
We like this. I should give you ones that you guys don't know. D, Wes, Polly.
Okay.
I'm watching X on the Beach right now, and there's this giant dude.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's jacked out of his mind. I can't think of his name, but he is supposedly going to be on it, and he's a character.
Okay.
So he could be good. And then...
is Jenna on that list?
Who?
Jenna,
I don't see her here. They show pictures. Bananas is on here. Josh.
Well, obviously,
Bear. I mean, I'm trying to do other ones. And then one more we'll talk about is, you know, Morgan, our girl Morgan from AfterBuzz, her ex-boyfriend Jay.
Oh, okay.
And that could be interesting because Bananas is going to be on and Jay's on. And she was technically dating Jay when
that
she cheated on Jay with Bananas.
Yeah.
So, they've listed some. And that's it, though. I mean, there's obviously going to be a ton more.
Right.
There's a couple other people I don't know on here, so I'm not going to bother trying to figure out who they are. Oh, Josh. Josh is here. I don't know. Are you excited about Josh coming back?
Oh, yeah. I'm liking him this season.
Oh, Billy. Billy's the jacked up dude. Billy's a jacked up dude. He's hilarious on X on the
Billy
Beach.
Billy Buff guy.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of him on X on the Beach.
Okay. Nice. Well, yeah. I'm already looking. The season isn't even like halfway done. I'm already looking forward to the next season.
I don't know why, if that's in a true announcement or, I mean, it's obviously nothing's confirmed, so we don't have to worry about that. Turbo got mad at Zach, if we want to bring that up. So he's tweeting out. I'm going to try to read this in Turbo Talk here. It says, Zach, did you try to do joke for my perform? you are really joke. This is in reference to his swimming, I assume. I would like to see you front of the me elimination day, especially in your game. One day we will definitely get this chance. Just in case, be ready.
Ooh.
Hashtag big princess.
Wow.
So who you guys got in that, Turbo or Zach?
I have to go Turbo. I'm not trying to just take an easy vote.
Yes, come on.
It's so interesting, like, seeing Turbo, like, call someone out, because he's usually, like...
Well, did we see the spoiler for next week? He goes,
hey,
who does he go crazy on, Paul?
Jordan.
Jordan,
Jordan. Which that I'd like to see, though. That would be very good.
Oh, that would be badass.
Yes. So...
You know Jordan had to have done something awful for Turbo to get so mad. Because Turbo's usually like a chill, laid-back guy.
Yeah. But Jordan doesn't care, though. And if he wants to antagonize you, he will. You know? So, and he can back his talk up, too. So that would be very good
That would be. All right. You got anything else?
I'm just going to one thing here. Yeah. No, nothing else. You want to try to do some calls?
Let's do some calls. All right, you guys. We are opening the lines right now. All you have to do is dial 424-354-8302.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Do we have anyone? so far.
Oh, I got something to say if you don't. Oh, here, say, Georgia, during the tribunal, she goes, Josh and Rogan are best friends. Just one more, we got an update. They are still best friends. Like, that's the only thing they get. Yeah. The only storyline Josh has really is that he's friends with Rogan. Yeah. Rogan jumped on with the D train, and they're having a great time, so he's got his own storyline. Plus, he's a stripper, and he's got that character thing. Josh, hanging by a thread that he is Rogan's friend.
Well, it seems like either it's either like friendships or a love interest for Josh, because last season he, or was it the season before or last season, it was him and Amanda
had a little thing
so that was interesting. Let's actually talk about the little relationships. Let's talk about your girl and her falling in. She actually says it that she's in love. What did you think about that? Like,
we talked about it a little bit. I mean,
do you think it's too quick to say that?
I mean, they've known each other for what? Maybe a couple days? I guess if every episode's a week, which I don't believe that it really is. It's probably every like 5 days maybe. They've been here for a month and a half.
Right.
And yes, you're seeing that person every day for a month and a half, but does that mean you're in love with somebody?
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
Guys, tell us in the live chat what true love is.
You know? You should ask the next caller. So, caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey guys, this is Dee Dee from Washington, D.C.
Dee Dee, we got you in the live chat over here too. Appreciate you.
Hi. So first of all, I want to say, miss you, Pam. First time I'm calling in, and I wish she was there. That's my favorite. That's my Kara alliance. Oh.
There you go.
Nice.
So first of all, I've been watching the show for a minute, so it's a few things I want to get clear. Kara Maria has been in a couple of eliminations. Remember when Cam came? Cam kept seeing Kara inside the eliminations.
Who won that one? Kara or Cam?
Cam. When Kara came, Cam came into the show.
All right.
So she has been coming in before Bananas. So she has been hitting the eliminations way more than Bananas, Zach, or any of them. Last time Zach got called down was when Bananas was mad at him. So I just want to clear that up, because a lot of the past episodes, people kept saying Kara Maria hasn't been getting sent down. She needs to prove her, you know, she needs to prove herself. And I feel like she has been proving herself.
I mean, okay, so when was the one against Cam, though? When was the elimination against Cam?
When Cam came on the show.
It was her first season.
And then Kara beat Cam in that one?
No, because she didn't beat Cam. Remember, they had to go to the house. When she kept getting sent down. When she had to be Marie's partner. Remember, she had a partner with Marie and all that.
That was two seasons ago,
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't... I don't think...
I'm saying recently, she has been getting sent down.
Well, here's my thing. I like Kara and Cam, and I've stated that numerous times. I'm team both of them. I think they're really good competitors. But I do agree that we need to see some more Kara throwing down in there. I mean, Cam's, I think, done a lot more than Kara these past few seasons. And we know Cam can bring it. She kills it.
Yeah.
Like we've seen in the past, Kara can bring it when she wants to, too. Yeah. But it's been a little while.
So. Yeah. I mean, we're not saying that, though. I think people in the live chat might be saying that Kara has to do that, but I don't think any of us were like, Kara needs to go down and prove herself. I haven't been saying that. I mean, you have Benny. Like Benny thinks. There you go, Dee Dee. Get mad at Benny. Get mad at Benny.
I was saying it in the chat, but in the comments, but I didn't get a chance to say anything. I just wanted to say that, like, she has been, to me, proving herself, because, like I said, I'm a Kara Maria fan. And then I just want to clear something else up.
Oh, boy.
So, bring it, girl.
Pauly said he heard Bananas, Narni, or however you pronounce her name.
Narni.
Laura and all them talking, and they were all plotting on sending him and Kara home.
Was this shown in the show, or is this something he said later?
It was shown on the after show.
We come right into studio, so we never get to watch that thing, which is unfortunate.
You guys didn't get to watch it. And I have put on the comments last week, I said, I wonder, do you guys, like, how you guys feel, because you come straight in after watching the show,
and
you don't get to see the after show.
We try to
be like, commentary. Oh, this is what happened. And I was like, that's so funny that, you know, you get your point and it'd be like a total different point of what happened. And I was like, that is so funny because it was, you guys are so wrong. You guys are like, oh, it's, somebody even said the power of the, you know, like,
well, we're basing, we have to base.
It was a setup from the beginning.
We have
even,
to,
everybody was in on it except for Jordan.
Possibly. We have to base our takes on what we watch.
Right.
You know, we can't just find out the end of the book before it happens, and that's what you're getting with that after show. You're getting what you know transpired after all the events. So we take our take how it is, and then if we're right, we're right, and if we're wrong, we're wrong. And you know what? That's all we do as these talk show hosts. We always we sometimes get it right, sometimes get it wrong. But Dee Dee, thank you for calling. You're the
thank
best.
Thank you.
I love that you on this live chat. You wrote some nice things about me. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Dang, yeah. You're my husband in my head.
That is.
Have a great day.
That's what she wrote.
Have a great night. And bye, Pam. I hope you're watching.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, Dee Dee, I need a princess. So there you go.
Ooh.
See you. Hey. Jonathan, we got anyone else out there? What are we doing here?
We do. Give me one quick second. Hey, caller. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Hyatt, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Hey. What's your name again?
Kaya.
Kaya.
Oh, hi, Kaya.
Hey, Kaya.
Hey. This episode tonight. So when, you know, when they're at the table, the tribunal, when they're talking about putting people in, I think Nicole, like, really thought she felt comfortable.
Yes.
And thought that she was going to make it to the end. But what she got to understand is every rookie needs to earn their stripes. I know Esther needs it, too. But you can't just think that you're never going to get thrown in. And then I do kind of agree with you guys, what you guys said earlier about some of the girls being scared of Jenny. And I feel like that's where they're going to mess up at, because you can't just put fear. Because, you know, even great people, it goes into eliminations, they can get caught off as well. And I feel like if they have that mentality, then Jenny is going to make it so far. So I think it was the right choice for putting her in against Nicole to see how she performed.
Interesting.
I'll say this about Esther. Everyone, you know, she does. She's a rookie. She needs to earn her stripes as well. And guess what? Next female elimination, if the Brits lose, she's going in.
It's absolutely.
I can't imagine them putting anyone else in besides Esther.
It wouldn't
next.
Make sense, you know? I mean, unless it's going to be a strong competitor from the other side. It's not going to make sense.
Esther guaranteed herself 2 more weeks of pay, that's it. We don't know if she can perform at elimination.
It's going to be interesting to see who Esther wants in elimination, because all the other girls, they're pretty much
I think she'll say Kaylee.
Kaylee, I think Kaylee is the best option. Yeah.
But even Kaylee.
I'm thinking Kaylee, I know, but it is what it is.
Well, who do you think, huh? Who do you think is going to be next?
Wait, say that again?
Who do you think will be next?
I feel like if the Brits do lose it, most definitely Esther's going to go in. But I feel like she will want to go up against Nani if she could. Because I think she said Nani was like a weak player at one point. I don't know if it was her. But I think that's everybody's head mentality and all the girls that are there. I feel like whoever's weakest, I feel like Nani is in that boat with them.
Yeah.
But what do you guys... Yeah, so what do you guys, when there was a tribunal talking, Nicole got more votes. So how do you guys feel about Kyle's little meltdown when he walked away, when he was really upset? I don't know why he was so upset for.
I thought it was silly. Like, it's the name of the game. Someone's going to get voted in. Like, suck it up.
Kyle's been here a while. I don't know why he's even, like, that mad about it. Like, yes. Your girl.
I forgot Kyle was on the show. Low-key, maybe because he's not arguing with Polly and Kara. I think that's what made him talk more, because I forgot he was on, really.
Yeah, your girl Nicole's got to go in, Kyle, but, like, you know that she's not that great of a competitor. Like, whatever.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was a little bit of an overreaction, especially on Kyle's part. It's like, he knows better. Mm-hmm. You know, just come on.
It was kind of lame. Yeah. But, all right, thank you, Kaya, for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Do we have anyone else, Jonathan? One last one?
It looks like we do, but they just hung up. Give it 1 second, and they're going to call back. I know it.
You know it, man. You know they're going to call back.
Yeah, I thought that whole with him like storming off. I was actually kind of surprised.
Right. Even for Kyle, it seemed a little out of character.
Yeah.
We don't know how long these tribunal conversations are actually lasting.
That's
I mean,
true,
they showed us 3 minutes of it. So maybe it was there for 20 minutes. And he was just Maybe he made like so many great points in his head, right, and then he still didn't get his way, and that's why he's upset. But to me, it's, I mean, you're on TV too. Like, you get stressed out, and you're in front of the cameras all the time. You're gonna react the way that you're like wouldn't regularly react in real life.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just read a live chat. Yeah. Marissa, I miss Kyle's old hair.
That's, I mean, see, this is good that we have this nice and big now, so you can jump in and read some of these that I don't see.
That's great.
Is it bad that I'm rooting for Esther to make it all the way to the end? I'm like, somehow, some way, she can weasel her way to the end.
I think it would be hilarious, to be honest.
It would be great.
You know, come the final, I mean, she's going to get squashed, but I mean, it would be funny to see make it
right.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That would be really cool.
All right, guys, we got one more caller. You ready?
Let's do it.
Here we are. Caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, man? This is Zay for Columbus, GA.
Hey, what's up, going on, Zay? Man? I thought it was Zay.
What's up,
Zay?
Yeah,
or Dave?
Zay, man. What's Zay. Up, man? Zay. Look, I want to. I know earlier y'all was trying to find out who said that. It was Zach. Zach was like, okay. These are the three people that didn't even answer the question. Yeah, it was that.
Right, okay.
That.
All right, yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. I don't remember who it was, but they definitely were like, dude, they're not even participating today. What's going on? So
about today's episode, man, I agree with you, Dan. I feel like Nani, she played the game kind of scared because, she wanted to vote for Esther because I felt like she was kind of scared of Jenny. She didn't want to say Jenny's name, but it worked out for her at the end. But I'm glad that Leroy pulled the trigger. Leroy said Jenny's name because you got to throw her in. You just got to throw her in.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get. So I didn't hate the decision. I mean, I kind of wanted to see Jenny go home just because she is such a strong competitor. It would have been cool to see Nicole win. But
I would have loved to see Nicole win.
Nicole couldn't perform tonight, my man. What was that about? Jeez, I don't know.
Oh yeah, man! Like I was done with it, man. Like she can't just give up. She just gave up. Like she just gave up after one try. Like I'm like, come on, man! Like I was pretty much done. She just gave it to Jenny. Like
even if you can't do it, just keep trying. Why not? You're on the show for a reason. Like go
you're
all
on the
out
show to compete.
You know
exactly. It's one of those things. I mean, you know, I agree with you, Zay, about Nani. You know, playing in fear. Absolutely, that for sure, hands down. But I guess my take was more about the fact that I truly believed that Jenny was just going to annihilate Nicole, and I wasn't interested, you know, which she obviously did.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think it would have been cool to watch to see at least a little more fight out of Nicole or have it come close or something. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's a tricky situation regardless who you're throwing in. But I think the favor's always going to be in Jenny's.
Let me ask you this, David. How much would you have fallen asleep if it was Esther versus they would not even have done anything. You'd have really fallen asleep.
I was so done with it, man. I was like, oh, man, this is bad. Like, honestly, I felt like the other three episodes was better. This episode was okay, but my other three episodes was better because I like Bananas and Wes. Wes and Bananas are like my two favorites. But they're gone now. So I'm leaning towards. I feel like Jordan might make it kind of far in the game. Jordan and maybe Pauly and CT. I think they're going to make it kind of far.
I think CT's going. CT's riding the ship all the way to the
end. He's playing a smart game. No one wants to mess with CT.
Yeah.
He's playing a smart game. He's staying low.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Right. Thanks so much,
I appreciate it. All right, y'all.
Thanks, man.
All right, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for joining us for another after show. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
My name is Daniel Lindgren. Guys, hit me up on TikTok. I'm blowing it up there. I'm having so much fun. I'm putting up Disney videos, Idiot Box Boys. Very easy to find me.
Where'd you come with that name?
Well, Idiot Box is another name for a television back in the day, and then I put boys on there because boys, why not?
Boom.
I like it.
Find me on Instagram at David_Christopher_official or Fit TV Network. Thank you guys, as always, for hanging out with us. I know some of you guys are staying up super late. We greatly appreciate that.
We do.
See you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.